Good afternoon. Let's come to order and please go on the record. I am Commissioner Kimberly W. Duffley, presiding commissioner for this hearing. And with me this afternoon are Chair Charlotte A. Mitchell and Commissioners Tenola D. Brown Bland, Lyons Gray, Daniel G. Clodfelter, Jeffrey H. Hughes, and Floyd B. McKissick Jr. I now call for hearing docket number E-7 sub 1231, which is the application of Duke Energy Carolinas hereinafter DEC for approval of the CPRE cost recovery rider and the 2019 CPRE compliance report pursuant to North Carolina General Statute Section 62-110.8 and Commission Rule R8-71. On February 25th, 2020, DEC filed its application for approval of the CPRE cost recovery rider and the 2019 CPRE compliance report, along with the testimony and exhibits of Brian L. Sykes and Philip H. Cathcart. On March 17th, 2020, the Commission issued an order scheduling hearing requiring filing of testimony, establishing discovery guidelines, and requiring public notice. Timely petitions to intervene in this docket were filed by Carolina Industrial Group for Fair Utility Rates 3, North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association, and Carolina Utility Customers Association Incorporated. The Commission granted these petitions to intervene. The intervention and participation by the public staff is recognized pursuant to General Statute 62-15. On May 29, 2020, the Commission issued an order scheduling remote hearings for expert witness testimony. All parties have consented to the Commission holding this hearing by remote means. An opportunity for public witnesses to testify in this case was held this morning in the Commission's hearing room. No public witnesses appeared at that time. On June 2nd, 2020, DEC filed a motion to excuse all witnesses from appearing at this hearing and to have the pre-filed testimony and exhibits be received into evidence and made part of the record. The Commission granted DEC's motion on June 4th, 2020. On June 5th, 2020, DEC filed an affidavit of publication of notice. In compliance with the State Ethics Act, I remind all members of the Commission of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time whether any member has a known conflict of interest with respect to the matter before us this afternoon. Please let the record reflect that no such conflicts were identified. I will now call for appearances of counsel, beginning with the applicant.
Good afternoon, Commissioner Duffley. Jack Durack on behalf of Duke Energy Carolinas.
Good afternoon, Mr. Durack. NCSEA.
Good afternoon, Ben Smith on behalf of the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
SIG for three.
Good afternoon, Warren Hicks on behalf of SIG for three.
KUKA. And public staff.
Good afternoon, Leila Cummings and Tim Dodge on behalf of the using and consuming public.
Are there any preliminary matters before we begin?
Nothing from the applicant.
Okay, we'll begin with the applicant, please.
Thank you, Commissioner Duffley. As you mentioned, the Commission's June 4th, 2020 order excused all of the DEC's witnesses along with public staff witnesses and allowed for the entry of the testimony exhibits of each witness into the record. Out of an abundance of caution, I would now move all of the direct supplemental and rebuttal testimony exhibits and work papers of those DEC witnesses in the record along with the company's application in support of its rider, CPR rider in this matter.
Are there any objections? Okay, thank you, Mr. Durack. Without objection, that motion will so be allowed.
Thank you very much.
Now that the evidence and the exhibits are in the record, unless there's an objection, the Commission will accept proposed orders 30 days from the filing of the notice of the transcript. Any objection?
Commissioner Duffley, I would also just like to move, in an abundance of caution, move the public staff's pre-filed testimony and exhibits into the record.
So moved. The public staff's evidence will be received into evidence, and the exhibits will be marked as identified when pre-filed. And hearing no objections regarding the proposed order dates, it's so ordered. Are there any other matters before we adjourn?
None from the applicant.
Okay, hearing nothing, thank you, we're adjourned.
Thank you.